on WIXX, your home for the Packers Radio Network. Time to break down the game with Murphy, Katie, Nick, and the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Two receivers stack on the left, three are spread to the right. Rodgers alone to the gun, takes the snap, rushes on, steps up, scrambles right. Lost the right side of the end zone.
Leaping grab. Touchdown, Aaron Jones. How did he see him? Back right of the end zone. Aaron Rodgers on the move to his right. Threw it back against the grain. And the Packers have tied the game at 20 apiece.
Wayne, the value of Aaron Jones is quite high when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. That kid can do it all, can't he?
Yeah, he really can. He can make plays in the passing game, and certainly we know what he can do on the ground. And, you know, again, just a good all-around player when you look at it. A very talented runner, but a good all-around player. Now, last night's game was more designed, I guess, for A.J. Dillon. At least that's how they played it. But Aaron Jones still 43 yards on the ground. And, you know, that touchdown reception, three catches, 56 yards. Yeah, he's a dynamic player.
We're trying hard to bask in the glow of the moral victory, which doesn't do much in the win and loss column when it's all about wins. But there weren't a lot of folks giving us a lot of chance in that ball game. And when we fell behind early, 13-0, there were a lot of people, I think, flipping off their TV station or flipping off the radio. They had a lot of fight in them. They fought. They played hard. Certainly a lot of negatives, but there are plenty of positives to come out of the game. It was a really fun game to watch.
Yeah, especially offensively. They really stepped up, I thought, and played well. When you look at that first quarter alone, I mean, you know, they got the game tied by the end of the first quarter. And then, took the lead even going into the second quarter, if I'm not mistaken, on the Randall Cobb pass. You just, 14-13 going into the second quarter is what I had. And, you know, to come back from 13-0 down against that team, that was great. Now, Washington knew they were in for a fight. The problem became, obviously, missed tackles on defense and, the running of Jalen Hurts. I've never seen a quarterback with 103 yards rushing in the first quarter alone since the days of Barry Switzer and wishbone offense down in Oklahoma. So, that's amazing.
It really was. I mean, it was very college, wishbone, high school-looking offense out there, and he just plowed over us.
Yeah, he's a great athlete, great player. We knew that going in. Missed tackles are missed tackles. I think John Kuhn reported at one point this coaching staff had counted 15 missed tackles in that game, maybe in the first half alone. And that's just, it's kind of sad, guys, to see where this defense is going because, last week against the worst offense in the NFL in terms of yards per game, they gave up over 400, and then last night, 500 yards, 79 plays. Think about this, guys. Washington ran 79 plays to 49 for Green Bay. The time of possession, Washington had an 11-minute, 8-second time of a possession advantage. They ran 30 more plays than the Packers in that game. That's tough to deal with. And, I thought, the offense fought hard, kept coming back, just not enough in the end, obviously.
Aaron's hand looked, he's throwing the ball pretty good last night. It seemed like he was feeling better than he has the last several weeks in terms of being able to toss things, huh?
Yeah, I thought so, too, in most of that game. And then, he got the, they call it an oblique, but he said it was a rib injury. And I think he's been dealing with that. If I'm not mistaken, I'd heard he had a little issue with his ribs at times this season. And so, he's playing there with a bad thumb. He's playing with ribs, and he's out there battling. He's just a great warrior.
Christian Watson still just showing up at the right time, big plays, and it's so fun to watch his development. Yeah, we forget all the time. I think we say this every time we talk to you, Wayne. It takes time for these guys to develop and to become superstars. And I think from the way he started this season to the way he's played now in the last few games, he's developing a lot more rapidly than we even thought he would.
Yeah, and it's not been a gradual increase here for Christian Watson. It's been all at once. Three games, he has 6 touchdown receptions. He had a 63-yarder last night that was kind of a simple little slant or their look-in pass over the middle, and he just turns the jets on. He's a tremendous athlete. We know that. I think he's going to be a tremendous football player and a great receiver as well because he's running. It's not like he's just you remember with MVS, he caught one route. It was the deep shot, either down the sidelines, mostly down the sidelines, or over the middle. This kid runs the full route tree.
You know, another kind of a bright spot, I suppose, was the return game last night for the Packers. Where's that been all season long?
How about Keyshawn Nixon?
Yeah.
He took one back from 6 yards deep in the end zone, and we're there looking at each other like, what is this guy doing?
I think everybody did. Like, no, everybody's like, no!
But maybe, man, that was his best one of the night. I thought he was, that was great. I mean, he is cold as ice back there. Five returns, 34.4-yard average, a long 53. And lo and behold, if I'm not mistaken, no penalty flags on any of these, which every time you see a long return, you sit back and say, well, somebody must have thrown a flag, right? You know, you can't allow this in the National Football League without a penalty marker down somewhere.
Yep.
And yet it was not the case. And he was very good, I thought, last night.
7:19, we're talking football with Wayne Larrabee, voice of the Green Bay Packers. Quick time out. More Wayne coming up on IXN.
Back to talking football on the Murphy in the Morning Show on WIXX.
Love under center. First and 10, Green Bay 37. Taking the handoff, Love throws the middle. Got Watkins, cutting left, 50, accelerates, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Oh, the big playability of Christian Watson, wow!
You know, Wayne, in the talk of the playing ability of Jordan Love is going to be on the top of mind this week. Kid came out, he looked pretty smooth, didn't he?
Yeah, and you know what, guys? The thing I noticed right away, his passing, his throws were crisp and right on target. And, you know, even those short throws, remember we were lamenting in the preseason, gosh, the kid has got to hit the layups, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We saw him make some really good throws downfield, but the short passes, you know, I thought he did everything well. He really did. You know, came out and played with poise, confidence, in the pocket. They came after him, and he made plays. And, of course, Christian Watson popping wide open, another big play there. We know what he can do now. And I hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more of that as we go forward. But I thought, really, a nice step in for Jordan Love. And, you know, we'll see more of him, I'm sure, as this season goes along.
I'd like to see him against the Bears at this point.
Absolutely.
Not because I'm asking Aaron to be sat down for the rest of the year or any of that. But I think, look, man, you got a thumb. You got ribs now, or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Bye week is coming up, dude. Let's get you healed and ready to go for the Monday night or after the bye. Let's give Jordan the start. Not because, you know, like you can even sugarcoat this way and say, not for any other reason other than the fact that we want you to get healthy. So go get healthy.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that this weekend.
And you know what, Nick? That's not way out of line at all. I mean, it's possible that could happen. You know, I know Aaron, again, I mentioned he's just a great warrior. He really is. You know, the one thing about the two great quarterbacks the Packers have had, they both played through pain and injury. They were both warriors. You know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you could not ask for two tougher players at that position. But it's quite possible, yeah, maybe they give Jordan Love this game because they want to get Aaron healthy and go forward from there. It's possible. And you know, the other thing, and we talked a little bit about this off the air, folks, and Larry and I talked about it last night extensively. You know, take a look at Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields. For better or for worse, that's the future in the NFL at the quarterback position. You've got to have one of those young guys, athletic, who can threaten the defense, not just with his arm or his eyes or his mind as a quarterback, but with his legs as a dual threat running back. And, you know, Jordan Love brings some of that athleticism to the position. He's not like these other guys who began their careers as run-first quarterbacks, but he's the kind of guy I think that can make some moves. And we saw a little bit of his movement outside the pocket last night on some of his throws. And I think this is, that's the quarterback. You don't have one of those guys that's kind of like Collinsworth said on the telecast last night, Nick was saying, if you don't have one of those guys, you're kind of behind the curb right now.
Yep, no doubt. Well, hopefully this Sunday we get to see some of that. And he can sit on the field, get some play in them. That'd be awesome. All right, Wayne, well, listen, once again, thank you so much. And we'll chat about it next Monday morning right here on IXX, okay?
We'll chop it up. No question about it.
All right, partner. Have a great week. All right, thank you. All right. That'll do it for Talking Football.